From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heading home to the U.S. after a three-nation tour of Asia. Her last stop was India. There, she pushed the country to curb its taste for Iranian oil and challenged India's leaders to increase economic cooperation with the U.S. Elliot Hannon reports from New Delhi.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in India after diplomatic problems over a dissident in China and tense discussions about human rights in Bangladesh. In Calcutta, she seemed to get a much warmer welcome.
It is my privilege and honor to welcome to India and to the stage Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Let's have a huge round of applause.
She answered students' questions at a televised town hall and used the event to encourage India to reduce its imports of Iranian oil.
We commend the steps that they have taken thus far. We hope that they will do even more, and we believe there is an adequate supply in the marketplace.
Last week, India did announce a slight reduction in its oil imports from Iran, but has been reluctant to cut back as far as the U.S. would like. Convincing India to cut its Iranian oil imports has been a tough sell, not only because the Indian economy is energy-starved, but also because India needs good relations with Iran for strategic reasons, says Bharat Karnad from the Center for Policy Research in New Delhi.
There are limits to how much we can fall in line with the U.S.-led notions on Iran. The fact of the matter is, India right now has no access to Central Asia or to Afghanistan except in Iran.
With the U.S. scheduled to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, India's looking to increase its investment in that country. The U.S. has previously encouraged New Delhi to keep its Afghan activities low-key to avoid offending Pakistan. But there are now new opportunities for India to play a larger regional role, says Raja Mohan from the Observer Research Foundation, an independent think tank.
There are spaces opening up, and somewhere India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan can work together. That will be good for the United States as well. So I think the American officials understand India's interests and positions, and the Indian side understands what the U.S. wants to do. The trick is make sure that we don't embarrass each other.
Secretary Clinton also called on India to further open its economy and to allow American retail giants like Walmart to operate there. Trade between India and the U.S. is already set to top $100 billion this year. But when the Indian government recently tried to let Walmart in, the decision led to a storm of protests, forcing a government U-turn. Ajay Garg, the owner of a small electronics shop, says that was a good thing.
Wherever Walmart opens, they kill the local business. If they're doing it in America, they will definitely do it in India. But they should be opposed with total might.
Secretary Clinton publicly pushed Pakistan to do more to crack down on terrorism targeting India, a move welcomed by New Delhi as an indication of deepening American understanding. And India has been building up its military to back up its growing economic influence throughout Asia. Analysts say that's a move that the U.S. welcomes as both countries look to enhance their military cooperation. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.